the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension is worth $450 million.
Is that U.S.?
American dollars. The injury guarantee is $140 million. And the contract does not contain language that ties its value to a percentage of the salary cap. Which is kind of what I thought they would do.
If I'm him, I'm happier this way because I would not be shocked if the salary cap never gets back to where it was, the way the economy's going.
I think he knows what we know, that tying himself to Bill O'Brien long term, it's not a winning proposition. It's just no matter how good he is. I don't know, so I can't say this with any certainty. I would bet if Patrick Mahomes were stuck here with Bill O'Brien, he wouldn't have just gotten $450 million.
No, I honestly think that the Chiefs could have won a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
It's quite possible.
Because of Andy Reid and because he would have gotten a lot more out of him. I don't think the Texans are any better than what they are now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. And you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there as well. Missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed. Pretty sportsy today, but you know, it's kind of a sportsy day for a change. And we'll just roll through the 6 o'clock hour with even more fun and frivolity. Somebody asked me, "What about people with a Joe Paterno tattoo?" I'm sure there's a bunch of those. Oh man, that's when you're like, "I didn't do anything wrong. Don't tear a statue down. Put it back." So.
Drew says, I've not heard of Roger Waters being anti-Semitic. Just look through the quotes. I see criticisms of Israel, but I'm not seeing anything anti-Jewish. Am I missing something? Well, he has inflatable pigs at all his concerts. And I don't know. I'm not saying I think he is an anti-Semite. I don't know. I'm saying that he has a reputation now as an anti-Semite. If I were Jewish, I'd probably be a little more sensitive to it one way or the other, but I'm not. But I do know that that's sort of the... Just like, I don't know what Michael Jackson did with kids. I know what people think yep. Michael Jackson might have done with kids. And that's enough to make me go, eh.
Is the inflatable pig thing?
I think it is. Again, I'm not.
So does that also include Peter Frampton from that Simpsons episode?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Peter Frampton may be in the same boat.
He could be.
Listen. Fred has Jewish kids. He should know. Like, tell us the what are the signs, Fred?
Well, first off, I don't even know what
just kidding.
What the inflatable pig thing is.
I was just kidding, Fred.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I didn't know what it meant either. And then I saw that that it's considered a like here's a story from JewishNashville.org.
Okay, so no bias in this one either.
Yes. He says he's not anti-Israel or biased against Jews, yet the imagery and props he often uses tells a different story. Like a huge inflatable pig he hangs off the rafters with the Star of David and dollar signs. He also frequently and publicly harasses other artists who go to Israel to perform. Waters plays at Bridgestone Arena on August 13th, and we want as many people to know what kind of bigot is coming to our diverse, wonderful city. So the Jews of Nashville are not very welcoming to him.
I don't remember that pig, but
at past concert, well, it's at every concert.
I remember the pig, but I don't remember the Star of David. And
I don't either. It says at past concerts, he's displayed a huge inflatable pig descending from the rafters, emblazoned with the Star of David and dollar signs with images of Nazi swastikas projected on background screens. This is nasty stuff. I don't know if that's true either.
Yeah, I've been to a show. I don't recall seeing that.
But what I'm saying,
I would remember it.
If you type Roger Waters anti-Semite into the Google box, it doesn't come back empty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like once your name gets associated with this stuff, it's almost like Dimebag Darrell. I don't know that Dimebag Darrell's like a racist. In fact, I don't think he was. Do I think he was in a band that a lot of racists identify with because there is a guy in the band who's for sure a racist and because they used a lot of racist symbolism? Yeah. Sometimes you get kind of guilted in by association.
Well, and that's not fair because we work with a racist every single day here, and I don't want to be, you know, I want people to still like the show.
Where?
You.
Me?
I thought he was going to say Josh.
No, everybody else does. I was trying to, you know, deflect that.
I'm not the most accused racist on this station.
Not anymore, no.
Thank you.
So, So when will the pay rate stop? I know endorsements and advertising gets more expensive and salaries go up. Don't get me wrong. Mahomes deserves his money, but ticket prices go up for the common guy or hot dogs, et cetera, not helping the fan because it falls on us. Astros sucked for years and everything was cheaper. The problem with that, ticket prices go up. That sucks for the fans. But it's TV dollars and, you know, advertising dollars and all of that that are really paying these big contracts. I mean, that's where a lot of it comes from. Now, they're going to lose like $3 billion, I guess, if there's no fans. And they can afford to.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you lose $3 billion. You're not going to make $3 billion you were anticipating making because of fans. So, but I do think it's a fair concern. But it's just like these franchise values. I was talking about a couple of years ago. How much more are these things going to go up when everything's worth $1 billion or $2 billion? If this drags out, like let's say we don't have any sports by the end of the year, which I think there's still a chance of that, and we get into 2021, and then people aren't comfortable going back. I don't know that the revenue's ever going to be what it was before this happened.
I don't either.
And I know people think I'm doomsdaying it, that, you know, franchises might shut down. They might even have entire leagues shut down, but it's a possibility. And I just think I'd be real careful if this guy I wouldn't have a problem with, but any other really big long-term deals, I think I want to see what the, you know, environment looks like.
Tyler says, can you give a rundown of Masvidal stepping in? And if you didn't hear, Gilbert Burns caught the Rona. And if you remember, Masvidal Usman was supposed to happen, and it didn't happen because Masvidal didn't get the money he wanted from the UFC. Dana White was like, listen, you want to get paid? Get paid somewhere else. This isn't we're not negotiating here. And Gilbert Burns he jumped Masvidal for a title shot. Now Gilbert Burns gets the Rona. Who do you think has the bargaining power all of a sudden? And George Masvidal gets paid. And it's, you know what? It's certainly a more sellable fight.
What's that? That's quick notice for a fight like that too.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of weight to lose. But
have you seen the pictures of Fight Island?
I have seen some. Yeah,
it looks pretty cool.
It does look cool. But yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think it makes for a good fight. I think that the result might be the same as it was going to be if it were Gilbert Burns, but it's going to get more people watching the fight than would have bought a pay-per-view otherwise.
All right.
Alfredo, yo, did AJ hire Josh just not to be called racist anymore? Let's go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on The Blitz. And joining us now, good friend Eric Warner from Carbach. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, man. How about you?
Well, I know you're going to be shocked to hear this, but I'm back in Colorado.
Oh my gosh!
Drinking a beer, looking at the mountains as I speak.
Oh, so difficult.
You know, somebody's got to do it. I was coming up for the fourth anyway, and then had some people who were supposed to visit in the month of July, and some of them aren't going to be able to come now for various Rona-related reasons, but hey, I'm here. I'm drinking at Tasty Waves, and life is good.
Life can't be bad up there. Is it super hot there, or are you sitting around like 80-something degrees right now?
It's pretty perfect, man. Yeah, it's pretty 80, but it's really bizarre because, you know, this part of Colorado, there's a ton of cottonwood trees, and it literally looks like it's snowing right now because all of a sudden this puff of wind came up and it's knocked all the cotton out of the tree. I swear I haven't had any edibles yet today, guys.
Yeah.
This is really happening.
No edibles yet. So day-to-day operations at Carbach, your job where normally you walk around and don't do anything, who's doing that right now?
I've taught people well. I got other people that do that now, AJ.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy times right now. I mean, the big curveball was, I remember walking into our office, what was it, last Thursday, like 10 days ago, 12 days ago, when the bar order came through, and our, we call her supply chain manager, she kind of manages all our inventory. She's just like, oh, man, did you guys hear? They just shut the bars down again. And we had just kind of ramped up, getting keg production going again to get out the bars. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had to readjust all that. So it literally is a day by day, minute by minute thing, adjusting the production plans right now. That's for sure.
Like, so once you have all, like, I'm guessing like you had beer that was kegged, or what happens to that beer? Like, is there some of it that's just going to be waste, or is it possible to can that beer, or is it too late? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's pretty hard to, I mean, you could can it out of the kegs, but the problem is you've already, the beer's already been exposed to oxygen, and it's just not going to age as well. But the good thing with this go around is versus March is, we basically had zero keg inventory as it was versus back in March. You know, we had some, our distributors had some, the bars had some. And point being that because everything we've just done in the last couple of weeks is super fresh, I mean, if the bars are back open again, say in, you know, 30 to even 45 days, that inventory will still be good and usable. If this, heaven forbid, goes on, you know, into September, then, yeah, just like we had to eat a bunch of beer back in March and April, we'd have to do the same thing again.
So it's not the end of the world for Carbach. And you guys have been so great about making sure that the stores are stocked with your stuff either way.
For sure. And, you know, I know we talked about this program a couple months ago, but, you know, it's still ongoing. If you go to a place that sells Love Street and you get some to go, a portion of the proceeds from that are going to help out Southern Smoke Foundation and helping out the restaurant bar industry. And again, you know, I know I say this every time on the show, guys, the last couple months, but my heart really does go out to these businesses, and so anything, you know, we can do to help support them right now, I think is great. So but yeah, you know, we're getting through it, and yes, you mentioned in the stores, AJ and Fred, we have a great new party package. You can't go to the beach, right? You can't do the big backyard, you know, party for 100 people. But we have the ultimate party pack now. It's a 24-pack. It's a suitcase of 6 different beers, including the 2 new Cellas, Papadillo, Southern Wheat, Love Street, Crawford Bock. And this thing is a screaming deal. It's anywhere from about a buck to maybe a buck 20 a beer, depending on which store you get it at.
Damn. That's what we're talking about here. I've been hearing good, like I've heard a lot about, like somebody keeps texting me about buying a 24 pack of Crawford Bock and they're like under a dollar a can or something like that. I mean, so there's some good deals out there if people are willing to hunt for them.
Yeah. And you know, I think people, again, I think we talked about this a few shows back, but you know, one of the items or categories of items that's really moving well are the big, multi-packs. People kind of want to get into the store, don't want to have to go as many times, so they kind of want to stock up. So, you know, all of our 12-packs, this new 24-pack, I think what the person you're referring to was talking about was we had all this beer that was supposed to go to Minute Maid, right, back in March, and we had to find a home for it. So these were all the 16-ounce cans, and so that's why we took those 24 packs of Crawford Bock and got them out there for people to get. So, by the way, I assume you guys saw the baseball schedule just came out.
We did. We're talking to you instead of talking about the how they broke up the, you know, the 40 division games and the 20 NL West games. That's the big breaking news of the day.
Well, other than our man Patrick Mahomes there getting this is the richest deal in sport
in North American sports, certainly.
I mean, I'm trying. Glenn would be a great guy to ask this, obviously, but I'm thinking even I don't even know if there's any soccer players that have a deal like that. Are there?
I'll look it up right now. Oh yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo is making $105 million this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're not on that level yet. But, yeah, it is pretty big. And then the third big news is that Bubba Wallace is going to apologize for the hoax that he brought on.
Oh, AJ, I was listening to the show, you know, pretty much all day today. And, you know, it's, I can't remember if I've told you this, but we're supposed to go to Europe in September with Kristen's brother and his wife. And I kid you not, I mean, this guy has a QAnon like sticker on his car. I mean, for background, that's like the guys that believe that George Soros stuff you were just referring to a couple segments ago. I mean, and my wife and I just look at each other and we're like, and her dad, you know, who's a wonderful man. But we're like, what happened? Where did he go off the rails with this stuff? I just don't get. But you know, I think it's because it's religion, guy. Well, it's a couple things. People have too much time on their hands. Number one. Number two, you're talking about social media. You know, if people, we grew up in an era where we had to front of the class and give a book report or, you know, give a speech or whatever. People don't have to do that anymore. They can cower behind the computer and say whatever they want without any fear of consequences of what their words might say. And that's, honestly, I agree. There's a lot of great that social media's done, but that's by far and away kind of the number one bad thing.
I don't know if you saw this, but Paul Felder, who is a used to be a UFC lightweight, pretty solid fighter. He was talking about coming out of retirement and having another fight. And somebody on Twitter said, "Stay retired, Paul. You're a better commentator than fighter." And Paul Felder says, "Does it make you feel good saying that? Now, would you say that to my face, man to man?" And the guy said, "Nope, you'd kick my ass. That's why I said it on Twitter." And he said, "Fair enough." I mean,
at least he's honest.
At least he's
right?
Honest. That's the important thing. But yeah, there is a lot of online bravery, and it's easy to say things online that you don't have to say, or that you can say behind some anonymous, you know, Twitter profile, and no one at your work is going to see, or no one at your church is going to see, you know, or no one in your family. It is easy to fall into this thing of feeling like you're kind of untouchable.
Yeah, and you know, going back to, you were kind of being talked about there a little bit, AJ, and, you know, you definitely, you know, I've seen you tweet things that generate discussion, but, and you've questioned someone's opinion on something, but, you know, you've always managed to do it in a respectful, kind of match the level of the dialogue, if you will, right?
That's usually like my goal. If I come at someone the way they come at me.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask. But there's some people who are just, you know, hate from, and that's both sides, right? I mean, the whether it's all sides, really. I even hate to say both, but people just need to take a break from it, I think. And unfortunately, this whole thing with the Rona and people spending more time, you know, in it at home or whatever, you know, only is going to get them onto social media more, not less. So I don't know what the answer is. Get outside, drink beer. That's what I say.
That is the best move. That's the best move I can think of, certainly. All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Any brewery news you need to pass on to us?
Nothing really. Like, just we did our, I think, as you know, AJ, we did our Black is Beautiful beer last Wednesday. That went well, and it's a big, strong stout. And, you know, hats off to Marcus at Weathered Souls for, kicking something off that's pretty incredible. And the other thing that's pretty amazing, you followed Don't Drink Beer, right?
No, I do not.
You need to follow that guy. This guy, so he's a guy that has become an unofficial reviewer. Breweries, like, send him care packages of their whales. And he will sort of humorously most of the time review them. Well, he has, you know, a cellar that most beer dorks would just die to have because he gets all this beer. Well, he set up a kind of raffle online auction thing to raise money for Breonna Taylor. And I feel absolutely horrible because the kid in Aurora, Colorado here, who was also killed by the in police custody a year ago, but he's raised like 70 grand.
Oof.
Auctioning off beer out of his cellar. It's pretty amazing. Check it out. His handle is Don't Drink Beer.
All right.
And he's on Instagram and he's on Twitter. So there's a lot of good going on in the beer world right now, you know, in these crazy times, that's for sure.
When is you guys Black is Beautiful going to be out?
I would say probably fourth week of this month because it's a big stout. So obviously it takes a little bit longer to age. So I would say probably around the 25th, something like that.
And one more question before we let you go. You and I hung out at Urban South and had some beers with Dave, the brewer there. Did it get your creative juices flowing? Do you want? Are we going to do something wild and crazy when you get back?
Yeah, I think we need to try something a little different because AJ, it seems like every time we've done a beer, it tends to be kind of big and stouty.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with those kinds of beers, obviously, but yeah, they're doing some pretty crazy things with fruit and fruited sours. And so, yeah, I think we got to try something in that vein.
All right. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. If you ever come back to Texas, I know you're on permanent vacation, it seems like, but hey, live your best life. That's all we can say.
I'll be back. I will be back, fellas. I promise.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Appreciate it. Follow him at MK Palette on Twitter, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, Eric. All right.
I thought you were...
You thought I was done?
Yeah, I thought you were done.
So. I should have been done. Yeah. You had it right. I'll tell you guys about Carbach, though. Obviously, we just had a good conversation about them, but yeah, those mixed packs are available basically all over grocery stores. And he's right. It is a really great deal. So if you're looking for a party pack, you got a bunch of different people who want to try some different beers. That's a good way to go and a good way to stay on a budget. But they do have something for everybody. I mean, the IPAs, even the IPAs alone, they've got a wide variety. You've got the Hopadillo, which is totally different from Rodeo Clown, which is totally different from the Light Circus, Hazy IPA. They're all very different. They're all very tasty. And, of course, the Weekend Warrior Pale Ale, very good as well. There's something for everybody, though, in their lineup. And even for the person who's just kind of getting into craft, you know, they've got the Little Cella or the Vive Cella, which has a little bit of salt and lime, or the Love Street, which a lot of people who are transitioning into craft have found enjoyable. And Crawford Bock, which has turned into one of their biggest sellers. So there's something for everybody at Carbach. Make sure you get out to the grocery stores, you get out to the gas stations. When you're making your weekly trip to the grocery store, fill the bottom of your cart with Carbach because it's delicious. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on at the brewery and the tap room, and when they're going to come out with the new beers, like that Black is Beautiful beer that's coming out soon. When you're out and about, make sure you grab some Carbach.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Damn, we're almost out of segments here.
I know, it's gone by quickly.
We didn't even get to the breaking down the baseball schedule. Crickets. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that. I mean, nobody can go. We all know the opponents. It's just win. So, I don't know. Where do we go with that?
Matt Ryan trending on Twitter all of a sudden. Uh-oh. We talked about him earlier.
Is he canceled?
I think it comes... it seems like most of it comes from Bomani Jones talking about Matt Ryan.
Okay.
He's having like a very long run of tweets about Matt Ryan, about him being a Hall of Famer, or his personal opinion, Matt Ryan's not even close to being a Hall of Famer. So
hot take, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Matt Ryan's still got a ways to go, and if Matt Ryan never wins a Super Bowl, maybe he's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I don't think he's there yet, but I don't think it's, you know... Why Bomani Jones saying it makes it a big deal right now?
I don't either. Someone tweeted, most seasons in NFL history with at least 3,500 passing yards and fewer than 15 interceptions. Number one, Tom Brady, 17, which is just a ridiculous number when you think about that.
Sick.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers, 10.
Okay.
Number three, Peyton Manning, 8. Tied with him, Matt Ryan, 8. After him... Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers with 7. Okay. So that's pretty good company.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers may end up with very similar Hall of Fame resumes when it's all said and done.
Yeah. I think those are pretty good comps, actually.
Except Matt Ryan has an MVP.
Yeah.
And a Super Bowl appearance. So, I mean, if you think Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer, you almost have to think Matt Ryan is on his way to being one.
Probably so, but I think those are pretty copper. I wouldn't have either one in the Hall of Fame, but I would have higher standards than what they already have. So, so July 24th, your Astros against the Seattle Mariners. Get your tickets now for Minute Maid Park.
Don't get tickets. That won't work.
Never mind. Don't get your tickets for Minute Maid Park. So they also get the Dodgers early on, and then a 10-day, 9-game road trip where they visit the Angels, Diamondbacks, and A's.
All right.
And then they return home.
Is it just me, or is it boring that their schedule only has 9 teams on it?
Yeah, it's, you know.
I mean, we knew it was going to be that way. But
I still have a bad feeling this isn't going to happen.
It wouldn't shock me.
I think, you know, from getting stoned and talking with aliens, I think what's going to happen is baseball's not going to happen this year. I think the NBA is going to restart and then have too many problems.
I think college football is going to move to the spring, which I'm okay with. And I think the NFL is going to push back, but still happen.
Yeah.
That would be my predictions. And, man, I'm still seeing people just ripping on athletes for opting out.
It's very odd to me.
Yeah, and that's my column for Wednesday is stop doing that.
The teams traveling the least, obviously, is Central. They're pretty much all right there. The Brewers are – somebody broke down all the mileage. This guy, Darren Wilmon.
The Brewers, the Cubs, the White Sox, they don't have very far to go.
Cubs, Tigers, Cardinals, all those kind of Midwest teams. Brewers actually have the least – at 3,962.
Astros and Rangers probably have the most.
Astros and Rangers are 1 and 2. Rangers 1, Astros 2.
Mariners 3.
Mariners, do you want to just guess all the rest?
I would guess Mariners are 3.
Mariners 3.
It might be Oakland 4.
Or San Francisco.
It is Oakland.
Because Oakland will have to come.
Yeah.
Well, I guess San Francisco has to come.
Only half as many times for San Francisco, though.
But San Francisco has to come to. Well, yeah.
San Francisco is 1, 2.
Yeah, the NL West isn't as bad because they're all. I mean, they have to go to Colorado and Arizona, but these teams haven't, like Seattle having to go to Dallas and here.
Yeah.
But yeah, because
Giants are 10, Dodgers 9, number 5.
Who's the first non-West team?
It would be a team from Florida.
Okay. And Miami?
The Rays at number 6.
Okay.
Rockies are 5.
Okay.
And the jump from Mariners to the Astros are actually traveling an extra 2,000 miles.
Yeah.
From 3 to 10, they're all within, it's 10,000, 275 for Giants. And 11,800
A lot of it is because geographically, the Astros and the Rangers should be central teams. They're just not. It sucks, but.
Yeah, there's just not there's not a good mix the way they have it set up either. So, because who else would you put out west?
I mean, they've it's set up the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, but.
Well, you may have baseball.
But we'll see.
You've got to schedule out, and you can plan your TV watching accordingly. How's that?
I can't wait.
Yeah?
I'm just kidding. I'm if it happens, cool.
Yeah. I don't even know if I care about baseball right now. But we'll see. And you know what's going to be different from this baseball season than last year's?
What?
I got hair. So, yeah, I'm going to be able to let my hair down to watch the Astros. And, guys, if you've been thinking about it,
now's the time, man.
Go see my man, Dr. Linville. He's going to change your life. I mean, it is amazing in almost a year how much my hair has grown out and how good it looks. And guess what? If you're a handsome, you're going to look a hell of a lot better than me. And he can fix it so easily. What he does, he takes the individual follicles from the back of your head. Your hair, it always grows back there. And he puts it to where you're missing it. It's your own hair. It's not hair plugs. It's not a wig. It's your own hair. It's just transplanted. Called the NeoGraft procedure. You get it done in a day, and you're back at work the next day. And now, if you're working at home and you don't, some people don't want people to know they're getting this done. I'm totally down with it. But some people are like, hey, man, I don't want people to know I'm doing this. Well, guess what? If you're stuck at working at home right now, it's the perfect time to go set up your consultation. And you go into the office, you get it done. By the time you get back, people will be like, wow, you look different. And they won't know what it is. And the reason I'm so big on this procedure, and I tell everybody who asks me about it, man, get it. It will make all the difference in the world, is that Dr. Linville had it done himself. And his hair looks fantastic. Just a great dude. And, I mean, it is just amazing the difference you're going to see in yourself. Go to 975hair.com. You set up your consultation. And you can do it virtually if you want. There's all kinds of ways that they can do it. 975hair.com. Go see Dr. Linville today. Get your hair back.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
and on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and this is the last segment.
This is it.
Yeah.
I was going to do a dumbass report, and I may get to a story or two later, but I wanted to get into Patrick Creighton tweeted out. And Patrick Creighton is... I think he's the biggest conspiracy theorist about baseball in the world. And I'm sure this is going to come up on his show.
Which you can hear right after us, by the way.
Yeah, it'll be on right after us.
So you fired up Jason Braddock earlier, now you're firing up Patrick Creighton.
Jason is fired up because in Jason's mind, Deshaun Watson is basically John Elway already. And even a better version of John Elway, because John Elway only won 2 Super Bowls and Deshaun is going to win 17. But Jason Braddock, Patrick Creighton he feels like everybody's out to get the Astros. Everyone's out to get them. He tweeted out Astros on Fox Sports 3 times, all road games at the Angels, at the Diamondbacks, at the Dodgers. No Astros bias here. And then he does the emoji 3 times where you're like stroking your chin going, that's suspicious. Meanwhile, I mean, it could just be kind of coincidence. How do you think the Colorado Rockies feel who got 0 games on Fox Sports? Not 1 appearance. No Rockies bias here. Or the Cleveland Indians, who also have 3 games on Fox Sports, nationally televised games. But guess what? At the Minnesota Twins. Bum, bum, bum. At the St. Louis Cardinals. 3rd one. At the Minnesota Twins again! No Indians bias here! Or it just could be kind of coincidence that that's the way the scheduling worked out. And by the way, like, do road and home games matter less than any time ever? I mean, people, you have to think. I always say the biggest thing about a road game, more important than, like, rabid fans, is travel. And, you know, especially if you have to travel through different time zones. Or particularly if you have to travel West Coast to East Coast, what kind, like staying away in a hotel, staying in an environment that's not what you're normally used to staying in. I do think that the fans have a smidge to do with it. So home field advantage is going to matter less than ever.
Well, yeah, because everybody's going to kind of be in the same boat. Everybody has to be on the quarantine. It's just a matter of you're traveling, but that's about it.
And here's the thing: this is the dirty little secret of nationally televised baseball games. They count the exact same as the games that no one will see. So
is that true?
Well, hear me out.
Okay, because I got to put this in my notebook.
If the Astros go 0-3 in those 3 games, but they go 3-0 in games that aren't nationally televised, those games balance each other out. I know. And here's the other thing. The Rockies, give me a break.
You're a wizard.
The Rockies? They're not on national TV? The Rockies? They're still going to play 60 games, and their games will count to the standings just as much as the Yankees and the Red Sox will. I know it's crazy. Rockies bias? I don't know. It's not that big of a deal, guys.
Right. And
they're going to be on TV. Cool.
They're going to be, and when they're not on there, they'll be on AT&T Sportsnet. So yes. You can watch them.
You'll always get to watch them.
And guess what? I'm sure the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers are on there more than anybody because...
Of course they are.
Ratings suck for baseball in general, but at least those teams, Mets maybe even, you get a few more viewers.
Guess who has 0 nationally televised games? The Tampa Bay Rays.
Rays?
A pretty good team. They've got I think they're like right behind the Astros in odds to win the World Series, right? Raise bias, anyone? The diabolical schedule makers at Fox Sports.
They all love the Dodgers.
It's all part of the plan. You see, if we can get their road games nationally televised, and they've got a 1% chance more of losing those road games, everyone will laugh at them, and they'll tweet bad things about them. Marlins also with no nationally televised Fox games.
That, not a surprise.
The Orioles, no nationally televised games.
All right, what about the Braves? What's theirs look like?
The Braves, let's see. Oh, Fred, how dare you? The Braves have two games that will be nationally televised. But wait. At Philadelphia? At the Mets? Braves bias, anyone?
I'm sure the Cubs are way up there, too.
Cubs have a few games. Yankees, Red Sox, they've got games.
Cardinals, maybe.
The Cardinals have several. Ooh. Here's a couple. The Royals, big draw, right?
Mm-hmm.
They only have one game.
Yeah.
A home game.
Oh, how dare they.
Royals bias! What's this? Thursday, August 13th? Field of Dreams? St. Louis Cardinals? At the Chicago White Sox? The only nationally televised White Sox game? A home game? These diabolical bastards. Now, if the White Sox win, I mean, will there be a conspiracy? I don't know. But if they lose, everyone will laugh that they lost a home game. I picture Patrick kind of like Pee-wee Herman, the guy. Like, who's the guy? Francis, the guy that stole Pee-wee Herman's bike. Like Pee-wee's got the conspiracy that. Francis. Now, of course, in the case of Pee-wee, Pee-wee's right. Yeah. Francis did steal the bike. Well, Francis paid someone to steal the bike. Francis didn't steal the bike himself.
Yeah, but that's still a crime.
It's still a crime.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's constant conspiracy theories. Like, remember when they're in the war room, like in the basement, and everyone's like, Pee-wee, it's hot. We want to get out of here. But he's got all these like this evidence he's showing to find where his bike is. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He's Pee-wee in the basement scene as Patrick Creighton. And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so tired of hearing about astro conspiracy theories. He's like, what? Why would he be in the magic shop? Why? And they're like, Pee-wee, it's not here. Was it you?
Yeah, you know what he does?
He probably thinks I'm the one who now created the schedule here. I'm the diabolical bastard.
You're in cahoots.
We're all in cahoots.
Well, what he does really well is take my Ancient Aliens addiction and translates it to sports.
Yeah.
But what if ancient astronaut theorists suggest now the Dodgers?
Yeah.
We are not alone.
Yep.
We have never been alone.
So I don't know. I don't know. If Patrick and Jason heard this segment, so I want you to go undercover, Tyler. I want you to produce their show tonight and report back to me if they talked about this and if they think it was diabolical and if it's a conspiracy theory to screw over the Astros.
I will report back the findings tomorrow.
And the Deshaun thing, too. So we basically gave him 2 hours worth of material.
Now, I will say this. If somehow the Major League Baseball schedule released today and the Astros had 10 home games and 50 road games, I would go, But it was 30 and 30. It was split down the middle. I saw that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Nope. They only have 4 road games in their home time zone.
Oh. Astros bias, anyone? They're playing all their games in the Pacific time zone. The Brewers have 0 Pacific games. The Yankees have 0.
All right.
I've already stolen all their thunder, but Late Hits is up next.
Stay tuned for them. Until tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.